listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, and I'm the owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help you get to and through retirement with financial peace. And if you would like to tune in to any of our past shows, you can listen to us out at Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, a wide variety that you could choose from. Well, today we're going to dive into a really important topic. What do you do if you inherit a Roth IRA? There's all these new rules with the SECURE Act got passed, and we are going to clear some things up for you today. But before we get started, I'm going to say hello and welcome to Jacqueline Gladhill. Always love doing the show with you, girl. What's going on? Anything new in your life?
You know, not much. I think you are beating me at the tanning game currently.
What? You think so?
I do. I think Minnesota has not been getting a lot of sun lately. So I need to get outside as much as I can to, you know, compete with you there.
But, I heard you've had a lot of rain, so you've got to give yourself some grace, right?
Absolutely. The rain is not great for the mood either. So we got to fix that.
Yes, I know. It is fun to sit outside and listen to the rain. But yeah, you guys have had, I think, what, like 2 weeks of it, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. It's been kind of nonstop. We get the awkward or, you know, random day that's sunny and nice, but it's typically a work day, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But what have you been doing?
Yeah, well, enjoying the summer. We're excited to go to Quebec, Canada, actually very soon, which is neat. We'll be going there for a little business, a lot of fun. And so we're extending the stay to really make it a nice family vacation. I'm really looking forward to doing a river cruise on the St. Andrews River. I'm a big water person. I don't know if you're like me, but just being around the water just gives me so much peace. So I'm looking forward to just taking in all the nice nature and just being with my family. So it's going to be a good time.
That sounds like a blast. Are you taking all the kids?
Yes, we're taking all the kids. So I have a lot of packing to do this weekend, but they are so excited. Like, they've been talking about it with their teachers and their class. And when I pick them up from preschool, the teachers are like, they're so excited to go to Canada. And they're like, how many more days, mommy? And so they are really excited. We're going to have a good time.
Well, good. Yeah. So that sounds like so much fun. Now, I know last week we discussed, you know, inheriting a IRA or a Roth IRA. Last week we talked about an IRA, but now this week we're talking about inheriting a Roth IRA. So it gets confusing there. but so let's just start off with the basics, Jenna. And what is an inherited Roth IRA?
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'll clarify the difference between a regular traditional inherited IRA and an inherited Roth. But just to keep it super simple for people, a Roth IRA, inherited Roth IRA, is basically where a beneficiary inherits a Roth IRA after an account holder dies. The rules for a Roth inherited IRA really depend, again, on if you're a spouse inheriting it, or if you're a non-spouse, like a sibling, non-married partner, niece, or friend. But it is really important to get this right, because if you don't take it out in the right manner, the IRS will penalize you. In general, it's important to know the difference, like what you had asked. Roth IRAs, when withdrawn, are generally considered tax-free. Whether you're withdrawing it when you're alive or when a beneficiary withdraws it, it's tax-free. Do you like that word, tax-free?
I love that word, actually.
I know. I like tax-free too. And you don't have to count it at all on your income taxes. So that's most huge. People, what's that?
That's huge.
It is. Most people would rather leave a tax-free legacy to their family, obviously, in the form of Roth IRAs versus the traditional, because the difference between the Roth IRA, inherited Roth, and inherited traditional is that with a traditional IRA, like we talked about last week, generally, anytime you withdraw money, whether it's an owner or a beneficiary, it's going to be taxable and you have to count that on your income. So inherited Roth IRAs are becoming more and more popular because people are converting while they're live and they're really trying many times to leave Roth IRAs to their family. So a lot of people are inheriting Roth IRAs right now. So it's important to know those rules.
Yeah. And I know that there's different rules with the SECURE Acts that Congress yep. passed for spousal beneficiaries and also yes. non-spousal beneficiaries.
Right.
So
right.
what are the rules if you inherit a Roth IRA from a spouse now, if the person passed away after 2020?
Yeah, well, it's very similar to what I talked about last week with the traditional IRA. But really, if you're a spouse inheriting the Roth IRA, there's definitely more flexibility and control. The most popular option is just to transfer it to your own Roth IRA or consolidate into other Roth IRAs that you have. Keep in mind, though, if you transfer it to your own Roth IRA, you're going to be subject to all the same IRS rules as regular Roth IRAs. So this means you could contribute into it while you're still working. But if you want to live off of that inherited IRA and you're under the age of 59 and a half, ouch, you still could get that 10% IRS tax penalty.
Wow.
And yeah, so if, you know, some people will go ahead if they're under 59 and a half and they inherit a Roth, if they want to avoid that 10% IRS tax penalty, instead of transferring it into their own Roth IRA, they will keep it as an inherited Roth IRA. And then they can live off of that. They will be subject to the 10-year period of having to withdraw it. But they avoid the 10% IRS tax penalty if they're under the age of 59 and a half, if they keep it as an inherited IRA. So it really just depends on the situation. And that's why it's so important really to work closely with a financial advisor and a CPA just to make sure you get this right to avoid any penalties.
Yeah, no kidding. And so Jenna, that was with the spousal beneficiary
yes.
rules. And
correct.
So what about the non-spousal beneficiary rules? I mean, this would be if you inherit a Roth IRA from a person like a parent, non-married partner, sibling, or friend. So yeah. if a Roth IRA has been around for 5 years, does the IRS care what the beneficiaries do with the money? It's tax-free.
Yeah. You would think they'd just be like, do whatever you want, right? Like back in the day before 2020. But they decided, yeah, we still want to put some stipulations on it. And so basically, you know, as long as they've passed away after 5 years, then like I said, it's totally tax-free. And I would say most people, Jacqueline, do just do the lump sum option because that way they can just like go reinvest it or live off of it or pay off some debt when they inherit the Roth. However, the government still has that 10-year withdrawal rule, even on Roths. So some people will just let the Roth grow, and then in the 10th year, take it out. I'm not sure why they would do that unless they're just like in love with the investment it's in. But what some people don't know is if they do inherit a Roth IRA that had not existed for at least 5 years, the earnings would be taxable upon death to the beneficiary. So Roths aren't always tax-free, but if they've been around at least 5 years, then yes, the beneficiary would inherit them tax-free. But they even have some stipulations on the Roth, believe it or not. Isn't that interesting?
I mean, of course they do, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, all these rules, right?
Yeah, there's always. And it's so hard to keep track of. And yeah. so I know there's always exceptions to...
Yep.
the rule, it seems like. Would there be any case where a beneficiary could just take out a little bit each year over the rest of their life expectancy? And just kind of allow it to stretch and grow over the 10-year withdrawal rule.
Yeah. So if they want to just stretch it and let it grow for the rest of their life and get around that 10-year withdrawal rule, like not have to worry about taking it out over 10 years, there are some exceptions, but only, you know, in certain situations. So if you're a surviving spouse, you do have that option to just take out a little bit each year and kind of, you know, spread it out over the rest of your life. If you're a minor child of the original owner, until they reach age 21, they can stretch it. But once they reach 21, then the 10-year rule kicks in. So even if they were stretching it for a little while when they were younger, once they hit that age, then the 10-year rule kicks in. There is an exception for disabled individuals, which I think is neat, chronically ill people, and then beneficiaries not more than 10 years younger than the descendants. So there are some exceptions where people can stretch it, but for the majority of non-spouse beneficiaries, they've got to take the Roth even out over that 10-year period upon when they inherit it.
Yeah. So what if somebody, Jenna, what if somebody wanted to put their Roth IRA into a trust? I mean, would that allow beneficiaries to override the 10-year withdrawal rule? And just letting the Roth IRA continue to grow in the same account for the person who inherited the trust?
Great question. I'm so glad that you asked that. I think people think, Jacqueline, that when they put investments into a trust, that just magically they don't have to follow any of the IRS tax rules and it kind of takes care of any tax implications that are out there, but that's not the case. So when people say they want to put their investment into a trust, what that really means is that they're going to retitle that investment or that asset to make the trust the owner of the investment. Now, when you think of the word IRA, inherited Roth IRA, what do you think the I stands for, Jacqueline, in Roth IRA?
All right, Jenna, it's individual, right?
Yes, individual retirement account. So is a trust an individual? No, it's not. It's an entity, right? It's actually an entity. It's not a person. So absolutely, a person has to be the owner of an inherited Roth IRA or really even a traditional IRA. So you cannot make the trust the owner of any of your IRAs. Now, what you can do is you can make the trust the beneficiary of your Roth IRA. And that can work, but a lot of people that I've met with think that if they make the trust the beneficiary of the Roth IRA, then they don't have to worry, or their beneficiaries don't have to worry about that 10-year withdrawal rule, and they can just kind of let it sit and grow forever in there. And that is not true. Making the trust the beneficiary of a Roth IRA is not going to override any of the IRS guidelines that have to be put into place with that. So I think people get that a little bit confused on, you know, putting things into a trust. So I hope that clarifies it.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I appreciate you sharing that as well, because that can get very confusing.
Yeah, you can really go down a rabbit hole quick talking about trust. So we'll stay a little bit more high level. But that is important to know that you can't really make a trust the owner of a Roth IRA.
Yeah, because it's an entity for sure.
Exactly.
So Jenna, what would happen if someone did not have anyone listed as a beneficiary on their Roth IRA?
Well, just to be transparent about it, it would really be kind of a nightmare. Basically the asset, the inherited Roth IRA, would go into the estate, which then would make the beneficiaries have to go through this really bad process called probate. And are you familiar with probate?
Maybe explain it for our listeners?
Yeah. So the reason people really don't want their beneficiaries to have to go through probate is the investment, the inherited Roth, for example, if it doesn't have a beneficiary listed, if it has to go through probate, probate is this very expensive, many times, court process where they basically look at, you know, all the assets that are put into the client's estate to figure out, you know, who gets them. And you have to a lot of times hire a probate attorney, which attorneys like to charge, don't they?
For sure.
To try to get the investments out. And it can take a long time in probate sometimes to actually have access to the investments. And it just makes your estate very public. They usually publish it in a newspaper, and then creditors have the ability to come in and say, well, they owe me this and they owe me that. So most people do not like their investments to have to go through probate because it's just a real pain on the beneficiaries. It really is. It's a huge pain. So it is so important to have a beneficiary at least listed on the Roth IRA so that when you pass, it doesn't just go into the estate. And then the IRS, actually, if it goes into the estate, they want it liquidated potentially over a 5-year period, not a 10-year period, but they want it liquidated within 5 years. So that can really be, quite frankly, a pain for the beneficiaries, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And I know, you know, with last week's topic being so similar to this week, you just kind of explain or just point out the main differences in an IRA versus a Roth IRA?
Yeah. Again, the IRA is generally going to be 100% taxable when you take the money out, whether it's to withdraw it or whether a beneficiary inherits it. A Roth IRA is generally going to be tax-free when you take the money out. So again, Jacqueline, kind of a trick question here. What would you rather leave to your family, a traditional IRA that's taxable or a Roth IRA?
You know, I would say a Roth IRA. I wouldn't want my family to deal with all the taxes on top of everything else.
Yes, yes. And that's why we really try to work with our clients on being proactive and potentially converting some of their traditional IRAs into Roth IRAs so that when their children inherit this money, they can inherit it tax-free versus 100% taxable. So again, these inherited Roth IRAs are just getting so much more popular because there really are a lot of people doing that. There's a lot of people, and we've definitely worked alongside CPAs to make sure that our clients have the ability to do Roth conversions when they can. You obviously have to look at tax brackets and make sure that you take into consideration things like, you know, Medicare, IRMA and things like that. But we are a big advocate of, especially if somebody really has it on their heart to leave a legacy to their family, we really do try to do some estate planning with them ahead of time to try and convert some of these IRAs into Roth so that the beneficiaries can, again, inherit it tax-free as long as it's been around over 5 years versus 100% taxable. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. And so just in summary here, I know we talked a lot about, you know, a SECURE Act that, you know, was passed by Congress.
Yes.
And different, you know, the 10-year rule. So just could you summarize kind of what we discussed today?
Yes, yes. Well, the SECURE Acts for inheriting a Roth IRA, they definitely changed all the rules. And so it really can be overwhelming, complex. There's just a lot to know about those options. And so it really is important to avoid any big mistakes with that, because again, if you don't follow the IRS guidelines, they are very quick to add a penalty to the entire amount. So like if you don't take an inherited Roth IRA out within that 10-year period, you're going to get a penalty on that whole amount from the IRS. So you've really got to keep track of that and make sure that you're following the guidelines with the IRS when you do inherit a Roth IRA. But inheriting a Roth IRA truly is a blessing because, again, it's tax-free. But again, most people, if they're not a spouse, have to get it out within the 10-year period again. So,
yeah. And I mean, do you think that I should start a Roth IRA? I mean, at what age should we start this?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, I don't know your whole situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But a lot of my, you know, younger clients that are working are, you know, first trying to put money into their 401k because obviously you get the match at most companies, right? But if you're able to also do a Roth IRA, depending on your income, because there are income stipulations with that. But yes, I mean, Roth IRAs, if they grow tax free, they're not going to help you reduce your, you know, income or taxes or anything while you're working. But in the long run, they are wonderful because then it grows tax free. And when you get into retirement, as long as you can really let it sit there for retirement, then when you're taking the money out, it's all tax free. If you pass away, it's tax free. And so, yeah. I totally think that would be a great idea for you. But of course, we'd need to do our due diligence and meet to talk more. But yes, I think that a Roth IRA would be at least something to look into for sure.
Yeah. And so for our listeners that want to look into this with you, how did they get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, we'd love it if you'd give us a call at the office and we can chat, set up a no cost, no obligation consultation to look at your investments. If you have an inherited Roth or inherited IRA, we can definitely walk you through those rules. And I think I mentioned this before, Jacqueline, but we have a great beneficiary guide that really walks through those rules and goes through inherited IRAs in a lot more detail. So you can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 to schedule that consultation. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can even go out to our website and request a consultation out there, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com. So lots of ways to connect with us.
Yes, for sure. And I think, you know, this is a great topic to connect with you about for sure.
Thank
so,
you.
Jenna, I hope you have a great time in Canada and enjoy your little vacation with your family.
Thank you.
And we will talk when you get back.
Thank you. And I hope it gets sunny out there in Minnesota for you.
Yes. We need some summer.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.